Okay. At this time, I would like to know if any committee members would like to share briefly with the body anything on their committee reports. Linda. And keep in mind, we'll definitely be adjourning at noon. So it's about 17. All right.
Don't worry, gang. I'm not going to read the report again today. So, thank you for this opportunity. It would have somewhat come under announcements, but I know that people would be hurting out the door, so it's nice to be able to do that while you're still sitting down. We have a survey in the Blind Californian. It is very, very important that you take a moment to complete it and send it in or call it in, however you choose to convey to us. We have several options for submitting the survey. It's incredibly important in terms of planning the future of the BC, both in terms of what formats are available and in terms of the content and delivery. The BC is in flux. We want to take it in a wonderful new direction, but we need your guidance to do that. And I'm going to say specifically to you cassette folks, we may be sending you an individual letter because I really want numbers.
Thank you, Madam Publications Chair. Anything else from committee chairs? Okay, I heard three ladies off to the right. I think Artis.
Okay, this is Artis, CCB Membership Chair. I would like all chapters and affiliates to please send me email addresses of those that you want on the membership email discussion list. And then also, I'd like to have more discussion on that list. So, thank you.
Pam Pology, Credentials Chair.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for getting all their information in on time for this convention. And everyone here was seated because of that. And would like to thank Ed for all of his help in helping me as we made conference calls to tweak the information once we got it so we have everything and our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted. So I want to go on record as to reminding you that, I guess, taking into consideration the apparent change in the Constitution, that the next convention beginning on April 10th, that means that our credentials will be due on March 11th. That doesn't mean you can't get them in sooner, if you would like. and I wish you would, because, you know, it doesn't give us a lot of time. That 45 days really did help. So anyway, I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you guys coming in at 8 a.m. on Friday. We had a great turnout, and let's make a date to do that on the 11th at 8 a.m. We got a date, and let's get together, as the Beach Boys say, and do it again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I heard Vita Zavali, and there was a fourth lady, I think, after Vita. Oh, it was Ed? Was it Ed? No. Go ahead, Vita. That's why I said, I'm like, was it Ed? Go ahead, Vita.
Hello. You may have heard this many times now, but never hurts to hear it again. We are migrating to a new website, which will allow us more flexibility in our tools and services, so you'll be hearing more and more and more about that. We will be sending out the survey again because we only received 28 responses. And truthfully, in such a huge organization, it is so important for us to get as many surveys back as possible so that we know what you're looking for. Please, please fill them out. If we don't know what you want, you can't tell me next year. But I said, right? And secondly, really important again, and we'll continue to send this message out. The website will be under construction from November 2nd through November 9th. which means when you go to the website, you may or may not find what you need. And also very, very, very important, if you're using a listserv to primarily communicate with the people in your group, I would strongly, strongly suggest that during that 1 week that you use direct email to each other, or a phone tree, or some other method. So if you're the moderator, it may be a time, right now is the time to figure out how you're going to communicate during that 1 week. Now, I'm not saying that if you do use the listserv that the information will not get to the person, but if it's being used while we're transferring the files, there is definitely a possibility that the email may not get to everyone. So
she's still saying so. Oh. Go ahead, continue, Vita.
How about so, dot, dot, dot? Okay, I'll take questions.
Okay, I heard, hold on 1 second. Microphone. Ed's running. Donna Sanchez, I believe it was.
I looked at the survey and I read it, and I put it aside because the way the survey is stated and everything, it came across that it was more for presidents and chapter presidents and to fill out the information. It was not for us individually.
If I could jump in, because I had someone else contact me directly as well and say, is this just for presidents? I didn't ask them why they asked. I just said, we encourage each and every one of you to fill it out.
If you read the top of the form, it encourages everyone to complete it. I will make some changes in it. I apologize if it came across as only people in leadership should complete it. It absolutely does not mean that. The website belongs to everyone, and I sincerely mean that. Please put your comments. There are comment sections. But we'll change it some as well from other comments that we've received. And one of the big items will be what will draw you to the website. That's just going to be a direct question, okay. What will draw you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Linda?
Okay, Vita, a specific question about CCBL, our vigorously trafficked fun list. What is happening with that one during the week? I understand smaller lists that do communications will have to find other options. Is CCBL being prioritized as for early adoption under the new plan? Will there be an announcement on that list that it might be in transition for a little while? What's your plan for that?
My plan is to send this announcement that's been in the California Connection for the past 3 weeks to all of the lists. Let me not say that. To all of the major lists. I'm expecting that for the committee lists and chapter/affiliate lists that their leaders will let them know. But for certainly for CCB-L, we will send a message out. The other thing I'm going to try to do specifically, because I know that's a very large list, is come up with a time frame. Maybe I can actually give it a day, a particular day. So I will definitely do my best to try to minimize the time, especially for that list, so it's not any time during that week. Does that help? Okay.
Okay. Anything else from other committees? Thank you, Madam Chairs. Okay. At this point, I'd like to ask if we have any new business coming. Margie?
I would like to speak to something that's very near and dear to my heart. I'm a very patriotic person, and it breaks my heart that at these conventions we stand and honor our flag without having a flag in the front of our room. And I would like to make a motion that from every convention here on out, if we're going to continue to do the Pledge of Allegiance, that we make darn sure that we have a flag. And if we don't own one, I'll be happy to donate it.
Okay. Mitch.
Margie, I wish it were that easy. The problem with using our own flag is there are very specific rules about its storage, its maintenance, etc., etc. I think Ed's got more than enough to do without having to deal with how we store and transfer and fold a flag and unfold it and furl it and unfurl it. I think that we should do everything in our power to have a flag in the room, but I think our responsibility needs to stop short of us acquiring a flag.
One thing to speak to what you're saying, Margie, that we can do is in the convention committee to let every local convention committee know that we strongly encourage you to get at least one scout troop out there to have colors. We frequently do this in Sacramento and in other localities, but maybe we ought to try and make sure it happens every time.
Before I go to the floor, what I'm going to say is that I agree that we need to encourage the local area of where we are in attendance at convention. And what I would say is it will happen if all of you help us make it happen. Meaning when we're in the local area, you know. Okay, now that was Jean and then Charlene, and I'm not sure who else I heard. Needs to be about this.
Just for those who are not involved in the process, we do encourage the local chapters to do that. We also inquire with the hotel if they have it. It is something that is something that brings to our attention. Sometimes, unfortunately, the color guards not always able to come. There's sometimes some challenges there. And I realize...
Can we please have quiet on the floor? Okay, whoever's in the back of the room, please take it outside if you need to talk. Go ahead, Jean.
We will continue to try and make... to have a flag available through the different sessions. But we can do what we can, and it's not being of disrespect. Sometimes things do fall apart and where we can't get it unexpectedly. Sometimes we don't know until the
very
moment.
And can we close that back door, please?
So, thank you.
Thank you. Charlene? And we definitely want to respect the flag in the way that it is meant to be respected. So that is a concern. Go ahead, Charlene.
My comment is in stating scouts, because there are other color guards. The police have color guards. The Marines have color guards. And so my thing is, but Jeff said to have scouts. And my thing would be to have.
Wait, Gene. Wait.
I know you had the Marines because, you know, or we have. But my thing is to say a color guard and not to give from what direction it comes.
And that is fine. Let me give it over to Margie. A color guard. And what we'll need from you guys in the local area just automatically to get that information to us, because there have been many attempts to contact folks, so, and sometimes we're not successful. Go ahead, Margie.
Thank you. By no means was my motion intended to point my fingers at our hardworking convention committee. I know how hard it is, and I, you know, my motion, and I will reiterate it, that will second it. If we do not have a flag, I'm asking that we suspend the Pledge of Allegiance. I find it extremely disrespectful to our flag, to Old Glory, to do the Pledge of Allegiance when we don't have it in the front of the room. So when we can have it, we should do it.
Thank you. Okay. What we will do, and did someone else want the floor? Okay, not for this. Okay, thank you everyone who has shared their comments. We all have a great love and respect for our flag, and we will be contacting you locally where we have our conventions. In fact, Sacramento, that's where we're going to be in April, so you guys will need to help us make sure it happens. Pamela Metz? Oh, was that a motion? That's right, that was a motion. And we have a second. More discussion? Okay. Margie.
Thank you. My motion is that if we are going to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States flag, that we are to have a flag in the front of our convention hall. If we are unable to get a flag, we suspend with stating the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, we have discussion. Jeff Tom.
Margie, I hate to disagree with you because that's the end of a convention, but I'm going to. I know where you're coming from, but I vehemently feel it is more patriotic to say that Pledge of Allegiance even with the flag not there than to ignore it at all. I mean, I know we need to have the flag. I've gotten several color guards, and Leslie has, and other people have. I know we should have one every time if we can. But I still think I'd rather have it said than not at all.
Any more discussion on the motion? Okay, so hearing no discussion. Cell phone. Thank you. Hearing no further discussion, if you vote to support the motion, that will mean that if we're not able to get a flag for whatever reason, we will suspend the pledge and will not say it at convention. If you vote no on the motion, then that will mean that we will always say the pledge, whether there's a flag or not in the room. And we will definitely try as hard as we can to get one. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The noes have it. Okay. And thank you, Margie, as well, because I know you understand how hard the convention committee tries. So thank you for that. All right. Pam Metz. I didn't say Ken, deaf man. Hush, hush, hush.
Okay. Hi, you guys. As outgoing president of GDUC and what am I now? Oh,
immediate past president
of GDUC, I would love to thank not only the GDUC board for all the hard work we put into this summer, but I also would like to thank the CCB board for backing us in the work that we had to do to correct the problem for GDUC. And I would also like to thank Judy and Roger for being on every call we had to do and giving us their 2 cents, even sometimes when we didn't want to hear their 2 cents. But I really appreciate all the hard work that Vita, myself, David, Nellie, then Margie and Lynn put into correcting the problems with the GDUC board. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Do we have any other new business? Do we have any old business? And I am thinking we do not. Okay. Before we move to adjourn, I want to give folks the chance if there's any public comment. Because I definitely believe in giving public comment, whether it's popular or not. Mike Keithley.
Hi. I want to thank the people responsible for keeping the ALD system working. I know it's an extra bit of work to do, but but for me at least, it was working great this convention, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That thanks definitely goes to our audio crew, Brooks and Ronnie. Thank you. That was beautiful. Christy Crespin seeks the floor.
In the interest of saving time and money, what about the name tags, and are you collecting them for reuse and recycling?
We do have volunteers at the door, so when you leave, there will be a volunteer there to collect your badges. So thank you for that question. Any more public comment from the floor? Okay. Thank you. Well, thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you.
Donna, can I make a quick announcement?
Peter.
Apparently, Larry in room 314 left his Braille note taker.
Now, Roger says I'm mean. Everyone else is saying, ooh, door prize. Whoa. Okay.
I'm not sure which letter.
I know. Okay. Any other public comments? Okay. Why don't we do the rest of our door prizes before we adjourn, huh? And while Ed's getting fixed up logistically, I want to let you know something that very quickly that I aired on during my report. I want to let you all know that starting next year, we in CCB are going to do a very, very, it's going to be put forward in a major way because we've definitely heard the membership. We will be having leadership training at the convention in April. And yes, so we're going to need to work out those logistics. We'll be calling on you, but for sure Frank Welty and Artis Bazin will be on that group to help work to put it together. So for our 80th, we're going to have a dynamite, awesome, great, wonderful leadership training for everyone. So let me pick a door prize. And if anyone wishes to help out with that, I want you to contact me after the convention because you know how to get a hold of me. And let's see who that first... Tuan Nguyen, are you in the room? Tuan is in the room. Let's get Tuan a Muttstrup bag and a bag of fudge to put in that Muttstrup bag. Woo! Yes. All righty. We have another door prize, and I'm going to pick a name because we're supposed to have two people up here when we're doing door prizes so it could be quicker. All right, perfect. All right, our next door prize is we have a bag of fudge. We also have a CD, and the CD is We have a bag of fudge recipes from Artist Basin CD, and that goes to Linda Sporner. Are you in the room? Maria Casanova, are you in the room? Sylvia Lopez, oh, I know she left yesterday. Sam Doherty, are you in the room? Sam's in the room! A bag of fudge. Raise your hand, please. All righty. That's going to be the last. The fudge, I believe, is made by our own Katrina McCurdy. Okay, we have a deck of we have a deck of Braille playing cards, and we have another CD that and what does it say? Oh, they're all recipes. All right, on family's favorites. So let's see who gets that. Jane. James Chamberlain, yay! Deck of playing cards, all right. Okay, so we have, that's free. Oh, do I want your fudge? Somebody beat you to it this time. I got somebody else's fudge. I think it was artists. All righty. Let's do another recipe CD from artists. Yolanda Escandon. Jean Brannon. Bernice Kandarian. Yay! Woo! We have a Harry and David snack box. Ooh, yum, yum. Let's see who gets that one. I got it, and I picked my own. Wow. She's, oh, check that ticket, yeah. Well, the last door prize that we have today. Before I draw for the last door prize, that's money. Money, money, money. What did I say? $50. Before I make that announcement, before you leave, those who have ALDs, take them to the back audio table to give to Brooks and Ronnie before you leave. As you're going out toward the door, they're on the far right-hand corner in the back. So, for $50... Bonnie Rennie, are you in the room? Oh, she left. Aisha Wendt, are you in the room? Nope. Robert, you're going to need to tell her that because she wasn't in here, she lost $50. Albert Contreras? Oh, he's... Anthony Signorello. All right. All righty, folks. Do we have a motion? And a second to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next year at our 80th in Sacramento.